Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, K Dub Palace. I'm your host, K Dub. We're back with another episode. This is episode 5 of the podcast. This week we're going to kick off with the USA basketball team. They were able to get their first showcase win this past Wednesday, July 10th, against Canada. They won 86-72. So a quick recap of the game. Joel Embiid, let's talk about Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid did not play good the first game. He didn't look healthy. There were concerns about his play in that game. And, you know, there were some concerns of how he would play going forward in the Olympics. There have been talks that maybe he might get moved to the bench and they might put in Anthony Davis might be their starting five. But let's see what happens with that. As far as my take on it, I didn't think, it's kind of like the Kawhi Leonard thing. I didn't think Joel Embiid was healthy enough to play. He didn't look as healthy playing his first game. I knew Kawhi probably wasn't going to be playing in that, but I also thought Joel Embiid wouldn't play either. If you guys didn't know, Kawhi was actually asked to leave the Olympics from. He was actually asked to leave, and a story came out today that it was actually Team USA that wanted Kawhi to not play in the Olympics due to his health history. In recent seasons, and last week they actually let Kawhi go, and they replaced Kawhi with Boston Celtics shooting guard Derek White, who just came off winning the championship with the Celtics this past season, which was not even a month ago after their championship win against the Dallas Mavericks. So Derek White is considered to take Kawhi Leonard's spot in the Olympics spot for the final roster. It was a very weird situation. You guys can go back and listen to Grant Hill's comments about the situation. Basically, Grant Hill kept saying that they were trying to put together a team. There were a lot of questions on why Jaylen Brown didn't get that last spot. Jaylen Brown even tweeted, he actually added Nike to his tweet and said, "So this is what we're doing." Jaylen Brown has felt like he should have been a part of the USA team after coming off of an NBA championship, winning Final MVP, Eastern Conference Player MVP. You know, Jaylen Brown felt like he was robbed of this opportunity to be a part of Team USA, and in my opinion, I think Jaylen Brown probably would have been a better option than Derek White, because if you're going to add a player to the team, why would you pick Jaylen's teammate Derek White and not add Jaylen Brown, which is confusing, but this may have hurt Jaylen Brown's chances of even participating in future Olympics as he added Nike in his tweet, and he's made some comments towards Team USA. There's always been a suspicion on how Team USA and their board kind of runs their decisions on who they want on the team, and you know. For example, Kyrie Irving is another player who could have been a part of this team as well, but because of outside controversy of Kyrie Irving was probably one of the reasons why he didn't make the team, which is unfair to him because of past situations. It's kind of unfair to him. Shouldn't hold that against him. If he knows how to hoop, he knows how to hoop. Outside stuff has nothing to do with on the court. So that shouldn't have no impact on who decides who, you know. at the end of the day, you can say we're trying to build a team, but you can't tell me that Derrick White's a better player than Jaylen Brown. But you say you want to build a team, and I'm not understanding if you're trying to win, Jaylen Brown plays to win. So Grant, so Grant Hill, you got to be more specific in what you mean by that, man, because those were definitely shots fired at Jaylen Brown. Definitely shots fired at Jaylen Brown. So yeah, I don't know if you're, I mean, he did win a championship with Derrick White. They play on the same team together. If you didn't know that. So clearly Jaylen Brown is a winner and wants to win. I mean, he's made deep playoff runs back to back years since he's been in the league, so I don't understand that comment, but we'll move on from that. But Derrick White will take the final roster spot for Team USA. Team USA, they're 2-0 right now. They just played their second game this morning at 11:30. You have to apologize. I have to apologize. You have to. You guys have to forgive me for this, but I can't. I don't know how to pronounce the country's name. I'm gonna try my best. Okay, so I don't know why I even said that. They play Australia, but I was trying to pronounce where they played. Abu Dhabi. I think it's Abu Dhabi. But they play Australia, but they only won by 6 points against Australia. So Josh Giddey played. Josh Giddey had 17 points. And their big man, Londale, had 20 points. Now, there have been some discussions on Londale outplayed Jordan B, who only had 10 points. It was noted that Australia scored 60. They had 68 points in the paint this game. And there are questions if AD should start instead of Jordan B. Jordan B doesn't look as healthy. He looks to struggle again for game two in the showcase game. There have been outside people saying that USA should beat Australia. It should have been a blowout. The first game against Canada, they won by 14. And this isn't old news, but Dylan Brooks and LeBron, Dylan Brooks, he takes a shot at Team USA. He tries to go at LeBron, and like always, Dylan Brooks always he always loses in these battles that he tries to go at the best player. He always ends up on the short end of the stick. I really wish Dylan Brooks would stop trying to act like a bully on the court when he's not a bully at all. He actually gets defeated every time he tries to be a bully. It's kind of like Grant Williams. That's kind of why, that's one reason why Grant Williams is, he got traded to the Charlotte Hornets, because I mean, he serves no purpose on the team at all, in my opinion. Yeah, but that's another topic for another day. Canada comes up short. Jrue Holiday actually locks up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. OKC, star point guard, top three in MVP voting. Jrue Holiday actually straps him up in this first exhibition game against Canada. USA gets the win. But what people may not notice, but when Devin Booker and Anthony Edwards having the interviews, Dylan Brooks decides to do his little antics, and he walks in between. He walks right in the middle of the interview. He walks right in front of Anthony Edwards during the interview and Devin Booker. Like I said, he's just trying to get attention. He just wants to get attention. I wish Dylan Brooks would stop doing these antics when he's playing against like LeBron, KD, Curry, because he always loses. He always loses his battles when he does this stuff, so I don't really understand his purpose, So yeah. But as far as USA against Australia, Australia did go on a 10-0 run in the fourth quarter. USA was up by 18 points for the majority of the game, and then in the third, fourth quarter, in the fourth quarter, I should say, they let Australia go on a 10-0 run, and they cut to six. But Tyrese Halliburton, before that, had hit two clutch threes in the corner, on the left elbow, which made them go up 12. But Australia came back and cut to six. But yeah, AD had 17 points, 14 rebounds in this game. But I will say this though, the first game against Canada, the bench for USA came in and gave them energy. LeBron Curry, they struggled the first 6 minutes of the first quarter against Canada, and then when Anthony Edwards and Tatum and Bam and AD came in, they all kind of changed the tempo, along with Devin Booker as well. The bench came in, gave him life, and they ended up coming back up after being down 6-1. Curry hit a three after, and it was and the score was 6-4. But when the bench came in, they ended up tying it. But as far as going back to the Australia game, I mean, it just comes to closing, KD still hurt, still has a calf strain. They're probably going to hold him out until the first game of the actual Olympics, which is the 28th, I believe, in Paris. So I think with KD coming back and with the addition of Derrick White, that gives him more shooting and clutch shots, I think they'll be good. I wouldn't panic over a six win, a 6-point win against Australia. I wouldn't panic. It takes time. This is their second game together. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even though we're expecting for USA to blow out teams by 50 and 40, it's not going to happen all. It's not going to happen every night. It's not going to happen every night. You're going to expect competition in games. So, but that's for Team USA. Next thing, oh, so there have been reports that Russell Westbrook and the Clippers have parted ways, and Russell Westbrook is most likely looking to sign with the Denver Nuggets, as their backup point guard. If you guys don't know, but the Nuggets, they have lost some key pieces, in the last recent years. Since they won a championship last year, they lost some pieces. Last year they lost Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, free agency. This year they lost KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to Orlando in free agency this year, after he signed a 3-year, I want to say $60 million 3-year deal with Orlando, I want to say. So yeah. So that's that. But yeah, man, Russ and the Clippers are parting ways, which is understandable after, paying Russell Westbrook for $4 million is way below his price range. I think Russ is a hundred, probably not no more, but Russ is definitely in that $70 to $80 million range, I would say, for a contract. But 4 million is disrespectful, especially towards the Hall of Famer like Russell Westbrook. I don't think $4 million is acceptable, but it is a business, so hopefully he goes where he's wanted. Hopefully he can go somewhere where he can help a team win and win. He can go somewhere to help a team win and get his first chip. Denver is not a bad place for that to happen. I apologize, y'all. It's a loud. It's people outside in dirt bikes and riding up down the street loud. So I apologize for the noise in the background. But going back to Russell Westbrook, yeah, just go to a team where he's won and where he can win. Hopefully that he can get that chip. Because at the end of the day, that's the goal. So yeah. But besides that, let's talk about some WNBA hoops. WNBA, this weekend, we had some games going on this weekend. We had Caitlin Clark going against the Phoenix Mercury. Caitlin Clark has actually been going crazy lately. She's been putting up some numbers. She was the first rookie to have a triple double. I think she's the only rookie in WNBA history to have a triple double. So shout out to her. But Angel Reese, she went on an 11-game streak with double doubles. It ended this past weekend. I think against the Liberty. I want to double check. I don't want to. Yeah, against the Liberty. I think she had 16 rebounds, but she only 8 points. So she had 8 points and 16 rebounds. So yeah, man, it's a rookie race right now. But I feel like Caitlin Clark might get it because she's been winning. I think she's been winning. I don't know whose team is. So right now, the Fever are better than the Sky right now, only by 2 games. The Fever are 11-14 and the Sky are 9-14, but they're both in playoff contention. I believe they're both in playoff contention. I believe the Sky is the 8th seed and the Fever are the 7th seed. If it's, I don't know if it's the same as the NBA or not, because WNBA they only have 12 teams in WNBA, so. And they don't play conferences like the NBA do. So, but I'm pretty sure the Fever are kind of. I'm pretty sure the Fever are in playoff contention though. I don't. You know what? I don't think they are. I have to see how the WNBA works when it comes to like playoffs stuff like that. But. But luckily for you guys will see both of them in the All-Star game on the 20th. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark have both made the All-Star team. But you will not be seeing them in the Olympics. So, depending on how injuries and stuff like that goes, you never know. Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese might be an addition to that team, to go to Paris. Who knows? Me personally, I think Caitlin Clark should have made the All-Star. Should have made not the All-Star, but Caitlin Clark should have made Team USA. Over, now that's for you guys to decide on who should be taken off. I thought Diana Taurasi probably shouldn't have made it, only because I would say because of age. And if you're looking to kind of like. To like promote like the youth, you would probably have Caitlin Clark in there over Diana Taurasi just for the fact that if you want to promote the future, I think Caitlin Clark should be in there over either Diana Taurasi or probably Jackie Gray because she was injured and still working. To get back from injury, but Chelsea Gray is the point guard, so nobody's replacing her. But then you could also say the same thing about Diana Taurasi. So you could pick your poison, but either way though, like the teams are stacked. I will say this though, I think a Dejounte Carrington from the Connecticut Sun. Dejounte Carrington is the best defensive player in the league. I feel like she should have been an all-star. Definitely should have been an all-star. I'm gonna keep saying that. Dejounte Carrington, definitely should be an all-star. Definitely should be the defensive player of the year as well. I think definitely first team all defense, defensive player of the year, all-star, all that. And she's the only girl in the league to wear makeup while hooping. So yeah, I think she should definitely make the All-Star team. She definitely got snubbed, I say that. But yeah, man, WNBA, the Aces, they've been rolling. Asia Wilson has been putting up big numbers. Asia Wilson has been putting up big numbers. She's been putting up. She's been averaging almost 28 points a night, which is unbelievable. So yeah, man, Asia Wilson, man, she's doing her thing. You got this. But I will say this though. Don't sleep on the Seattle Storm. You got Jewell Loyd, who's a bucket. You got Skylar Diggins-Smith, who's a great point guard. You got Anunoke. If I said her name right, I apologize, but she can really hoop. She's another one that should have been on the Team USA. You could make an argument for her too. But it's been teams really been out here been balling. You got the Minnesota Lynx, they've been balling. I think Natalie Collier, I think she's out with a foot injury. But I think Natalie might be back. She's another 20 points per game scorer who can also put up numbers just like Asia. But in my opinion, Asia Wilson definitely the best player in the league. She's been the best player in the league for a while now. Her and Breonna Stewart. Man, the Aces are still winning games. You got teams like the New York Liberty, who's been balling. Sabrina, who's been holding it down while Breonna Stewart's been hurt. They've been winning games. You got teams like the Connecticut Sun, who are starting to pick up their slack. They were 8-0 to start off the season, then they started losing a little bit, but then they've picked it back up. So, and then even the bottom teams, you got the Sparks, De'Ara Kahembe, who's a slept-on player. De'Ara Kahembe, she's averaging almost 20 points a game, and she's been putting up some numbers. With Cameron Brink out with the ACL injury, which is unfortunate. You got the Ricky Jackson from the Sparks. She's been holding it down too. So shout out to Jackson. I think her name is Raquel Jackson. I could be wrong, so I'm gonna just call. I'm gonna call her Miss Jackson. I'm gonna call her Miss Jackson. They've been holding it down. The Mercury, the Mercury been making some noise with Kalia Copper, BG, Deonna Taurasi. They have another player who's on their team who's a good assist. She gets her teammates involved very well. Cloud that plays for the Mercury. She's another great facilitator for them, who gets her teammates involved. Also, shout out to her too for playing her role and what she brings to that team. But yeah, man, that's the WNBA news. Upcoming games for WNBA, tomorrow, you got the Mercury and Mystics. Some other key games. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, you got the Connecticut Sun versus the Liberty. That's another game to watch out for. And to end it off, this is the perfect game right here. You got the Chicago Sky going against the defending champs, the Las Vegas Aces, featuring Asia Wilson and Angel Reese going head to head. That's the matchup that you don't want to miss. That's going to be on Amazon Prime. And yeah, man, another game of the week, the Fever. So Caitlin Clark going against Arike. Arike is also somebody who should be on Team USA, but she had to explain why she chose not to participate. But Arike definitely another player who's a bucket. She should be on Team USA, but Caitlin Clark will be playing against Arike this Wednesday, and then All-Star Weekend. Folks, All-Star Weekend, it's going to be a big break because of the Olympics. So, yeah, man, got All-Star break for them, and then the Olympics. So, yeah, that's your WNBA news. Oh, and let's move on. So now we're going to talk about NBA Summer League. NBA Summer League. I want to talk about Cam Whitmore. Cam Whitmore, Cam Whitmore hasn't. He has had some. He ha has made a whole highlight dunk reel. Like, Cam Whitmore has been starring in this summer league so far. He's one of my favorite players. He's from my hometown. He's from Maryland, so I gotta represent all of my people from Maryland. Cam Whitmore has been putting on a show in summer league. He's been dunking the ball crazy. Him and Shepherd, that duo for Houston, watch out. Houston Rockets is a team that you should keep on notice. That Houston Rockets bench is going to be crazy next year. It's a lot of talent come off that bench, along with Amon Thompson. You got Steven Adams coming off. You got Tari Eason. Then you add Cam Whitmore with Shepherd. Like, that bench is crazy. Nobody stopped. Like, that bench is crazy. That bench has some crazy talent on there. Definitely watch out for that. Definitely watch out for that. But Bronny, he still kind of struggles. The Lakers have yet to win a game in summer league, and Bronny hasn't played as good. But like I said, it's summer league. Don't panic. I feel like Bronny will do better when he's in an actual NBA game than an NBA season. I think that's when you're gonna really see him at his best. Right now, he's playing with a bunch of players who are trying to make a name for themselves, as well as he is too. So it's kind of hard to showcase your talent when you're playing with other guys who are trying to make the roster, just like him. So, but yeah, man, summer league has been great so far. You've seen guys like Rob Dillingham. I'm not too familiar with this draft class, like I said, all year. It's kind of hard to watch these guys, but yeah, it's definitely been an interesting summer league with dunks and just to see like the young talent that's coming in the league right now. So yeah, man, it's not a lot for summer league, but it's not a lot for them. But I had to shine a light for Cam Whitmore and Shepherd. They put on a show this summer league, so I had to talk about them. Cam Whitmore is definitely underrated. I got him in the 2025 dunk contest, and I just think Cam Whitmore overall was like an underrated rookie. This past year, he didn't get a lot of playing time, but when he did, he definitely showcased. So shout out to Cam Whitmore. I want to say I made a whole dunk highlight tape of him on my Instagram story about this. I put up all the dunks from summer league, and I even put up one from the regular season. So yeah, shout out Cam Whitmore and shout out Houston Rockets for their bright future. So the last topic before we get off, I want to say this. Mikey Williams, if you guys don't know who Mikey Williams is, Mikey Williams, unfortunately got in trouble with the gun incident last year, and he didn't get to play college hoops. He's been low key, but now he's back in the gym. He was in a recent interview last week, and he talked about how all he's been doing is just going to the gym and just handling his business, and he's looking to come back and making, a comeback for his basketball career. So watch out for Mikey Williams, man, and his comeback and see where he goes. Yeah, man, but Mikey Williams is back. Mikey Williams is back. If you guys don't know who Mikey Williams is, I mean, he's a high school basketball star, just like Brian, them. Mikey was probably better than, no, not probably. Mikey was better than all than everybody you see right now in the league right now. Mikey Williams was probably torching half of the NBA prospects this year, and even some of the NBA pros that are playing in the league right now, Mikey Williams was torching them. back in his high school AAU days. So watch out for Mikey Williams. Shout out to Mikey Williams, man. Can't wait to see you back on the court, man, doing what you do best, you know, blocking out all the noise and negativity that you had to go through after that situation. Hopefully you have bounced back. Hopefully, you know, you are in a place where you can showcase your talent on the court and show people why you're here. You know what I'm saying? Why you do what you do on the court. And you know, yeah, man, hopefully you go to the league. And if you don't go to the league, hopefully you do something that involves hoop. Whether it's having your own basketball camp or having your own, you know, AAU team or just training, helping or just being a personality on YouTube, hooping with other creators. That's another route you can go to if you don't want to go to the league, or you can go overseas, do whatever you want to do. As long as you hooping and doing what you like to do, that's all that matters. So shout out Mikey Williams. Hopefully you bounce back, and hopefully you can prove the haters wrong, cause the hoops for sure missed you. You know, hopefully you back. Hopefully you back right mentally and ready to get back on the court. And pack out all these gyms again and arenas, if you know, say when you get there to the league. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah, shout out Mikey, man. But before we go, I'm gonna have a player of the week segment real quick. My player of the week for Team USA, Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, he's had back-to-back games with double doubles. Team USA, he's my player of the week for the Olympics. So a shocker. So I just got word that Luka Doncic and Slovenia had gotten eliminated from the Olympics. I don't know what team they lost to, but they lost in the cup. So. Slovenia and Luka Doncic are out of the Olympics, so that's unfortunate. But like I said, you know, we're going for Team USA over here, even though I don't always agree with Team USA's decisions on the players that they choose to be on their roster because of, you know, irrelevant stuff outside of the court. I don't really agree with, but. Like I said, it is what it is. It is a business, so it is what it is. But yeah, man, we're team USA over here. The next game they play is Serbia, which is tomorrow night, Wednesday, at I want to say 11:15 in the morning. If you're in the USA, they play at 11:15 in the morning against Serbia. So go check that out. They play Nikola Jokic in Serbia, so I think we are all familiar with Jokic. And I'm gonna say this right here: Jokic is going to look very good tomorrow night. You know, Embiid is not playing to his full ability right now; he's struggling. And every time AD plays Jokic, man, Jokic always gives AD the work. So. Let's see if Team USA can beat Serbia in the showcase game, man. Hopefully, AD can show Jokic who's one of the best centers in the league, and hopefully, Embiid can bounce out of this rust that he's in, and he can show Jokic that he's the real MVP. But until then, I'm your host, K-Dub. Make sure y'all follow, subscribe. To the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, hopefully you go subscribe and tell your friends. This is only the beginning. We're still working, still trying to grind. I'm still trying to find ways to improve the pod. I'm gonna try and find ways in the future to get guests on here. To get guests on the show, but for now, you're going to hear me, K-Dub. So, Thank you guys for tuning in to K-Dub Palace. We are, in my opinion, even though we're just starting out, I think we're the best basketball podcast in the world, and we're only going to go up from here. I know the views and all that is slow right now, but I promise y'all, none of that matters. The views, none of that matters. You know, as long as I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm doing, and as long as I have the passion for what I want to do, I enjoy making content for y'all. That's all I care about. The views and all that, the money, all that gonna come. As long as I enjoy doing what I'm doing, that's all that matters. I'm gonna keep giving y'all content, regardless of how it sounds or how not entertaining it is. It don't matter. Either way, y'all still gonna get great information and great content, regardless of how the audio and all that is. Just bear with me. It will get better as time goes. But for right now, y'all are tuned in to K-Dub Palace. Episode 5. Stay tuned for episode 6. Like I said, go subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. And yeah, man, I will see y'all in the next episode, which will be episode 6, which will drop. It can drop tomorrow. It can drop Wednesday. It can drop any day of the week. Just stay tuned for episode 6, and I will see y'all in the next episode, and we're out.